say, dance for me, dance for me, oh, oh. I never seen anybody do the things you do before. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me, hey.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It is 1 p.m. here in Medford, Massachusetts. I hope you are all doing well and enjoying your Christmas. And thanks for tuning in to WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. I am here with you until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I will be playing all kinds of Christmas music. And I set a theme for every hour. So in the 1 o'clock hour here, and then there's quite a few of them, so this will probably bring us right into 2 o'clock, is The Killers, which is a Las Vegas-based rock and roll band. You may be familiar with them. Mr. Brightside was a big single, and they're one of my favorite bands of the past 20 years. And in 2006, they came out with their first Christmas single, which was called A Great Big Sled. And from 2006 up until, I believe, 2016, they did 10 songs total, if I'm remembering right. And they came out with a song every Christmas, which was pretty cool because it was very similar to what the Beatles did in 1963 up until, I believe, 1969 or 70. They sent out Christmas vinyl singles to their fan club with their Christmas messages on them. But the interesting thing with the Killers is they made a song every year up until the very last one is kind of like a little half and half story and a song. They kind of go out with a fizzle, in my opinion. However, I'm going to play all of them now, and you can base your own opinion on it. One of the favorite ones of mine, though, is the first one that came out in 2006 again. It's A Great Big Sled, and it is The Killers for the next hour here on Time Travel. It's the Christmas show here on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks again for listening to your freeform radio station. Here we go.
Last a long time. Now the girls up the street are innocent.
Christmas.
Can't do that.
I wanna wish you Merry Christmas.
Can't do that.
Funny kid, because I've been coming for you.
Oh Santa, I've been killing just for fun.
Well, the party's over, kid, because I got a bullet in my gun.
A bullet in your what?
Ain't no getting around this. Life is hard. But look at me. I turned out all right.
Hey, Santa, why don't we talk about it? Work it out.
Believe me, this ain't what I wanted. I love all you kids. You know that. Hell, I remember when you were just 10 years old playing out there in the desert. Just waiting for a sip of that sweet Mojave rain.
In the sweet Mojave rain, the boy was on his own.
Don't shoot me, Santa Claus. I've been a clean living boy. I promise you, did every little thing you asked me to. And I can't believe the things I'm going through.
It's the Killers here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, special Christmas show here in hour two. We're doing all the Christmas singles from 2006 to 2016. There were 11 in total, and they compiled them on Don't Waste Your Wishes as a Christmas album that came out in 2016 with the final track on there, as well as the 10 previous tracks before that. And then they announced they're not going to do any more. They released them on December 1st. Every year, which was World AIDS Day. It was in benefit of Product Red, which was headed by Bobby Shriver and Bono from U2. So every year since 2006, the Killers would create a Christmas song and release it in support of the campaign. Came out every December 1st on World AIDS Day. And they raised over $1 million for the project. Pretty impressive. I wish they would still release a single every year, but they mentioned they were going to stop in 2016 and was hoping another band would produce a single every year, but we have not seen that yet as far as I know from any major rock and roll band. Not that there's any real rock and roll bands left anymore, but I like the Killers a lot because they came out in the mid-2000s and they really had like kind of an 80s sound to them. It was kind of a cool sound to them, and I just really like them a lot. So anyway, next one has Elton John and Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys on it. And after that, we have one from Mexico, and we have one that's in homage to It's a Wonderful Life, and another one is the Cowboys Christmas Ball. All of these are coming up here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. It is the Killers Christmas, this second hour here of Time Travel. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to your freeform station. And as always, I do take requests. I will put a couple requests in at the end of the Killers singles here. It is 855-915-9636 if you want to call in and make a request. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, your eyes just haven't been the same, Joseph. Are you bad at dealing with the fame, Joseph? There's a pale moonshine above you. Do you see both sides? Do they shove you around?
Is the touchstone forcing you to hide, Joseph? Are the rumors eating you alive, Joseph?
When the holy night is upon you, will you do what's right? The position is yours.
From the tail she took her stand, did she hold your hand? Will your faith stand still or run away? Run away. You think you're gonna drop? Do you wish you were back there at the carpenter shop
with the plain memory? The work never drove you mad. You're a maker, a creator, not just somebody's dad.
From 10 to the
Killers Christmas. Hour two of Time Travel Christmas Show. It's listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Hill. Spinning the disc for you two, so until 7 p.m.
Ouch. Well, I woke up Christmas morning and what did I see? I saw a lovely senorita looking back at me. Named Guadalupe. Big brown eyes,
bursting at the seams. She haunts the early morning hours of December dreams. My Guadalupe, with big brown eyes, I wanna break the spell tonight. 'Cause we are living in a difficult time. We've been walking down a difficult line. Put your feet up, baby, it's Christmas time. Come beyond your spotties. Happy birthday.
My father in the kitchen, my father.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Way out in old Nevada, where the Truckee's waters flow, where the cattle are browsing and the Spanish ponies grow, where the north has come a-whistling from beyond the neutral strip, and the prairie dogs are sneezing as if they had the grip, where the coyotes come a-howling round the ranches after dark, and the bluebirds are a-singing to the lovely meadow lark, where the bighorns are a-grazing and the lonely plovers call. It was there that I attended the Cowboys' Christmas ball. Gathered in 4 miles, the room was togged out gorgeous with mistletoe and shawl. Candles flickered frescoes around the airy wall. The women folk looked lovely, the boys looked kind of treat, till the leader got to yelling, "Hey fellas, let's stampede!" And the music started sighing and wailing through the hall as a kind of introduction to the Cowboys' Christmas ball. They called him Windy Billy from Little Dead Man's Branch. His rig was kinda careless, big spurs and high-heeled boots. He had the reputation that come when a fella shoots. His voice was like a bugle on the mountain's height. His feet were animated in a mighty moving sight when he commenced to hollering, "Now fellas, stake your pen." Christmas ball. Don't tell me about cotillions or Germans, no sir. That world of Carson City just takes the cake with me. I'm sick of lazy shufflings, of them I've had my fill. Just give me a frontier breakdown backed up by Wild Bill.
McAllister ain't nowhere. I sing them both in harness, and so I sort of know. Oh, Bill, I shan't forget you. Now, oftentimes recall that lively gated soiree, the Cowboys' Christmas ball. Oh, Bill, I shan't
It's Christmas with Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We're in the middle of a Killers Christmas singles set featuring Ryan Pardee. I feel it in my bones. Time travel.
Dear Santa, I'm writing you a letter. I'm sure you got it all figured out. Things haven't been. That there are things that you can undo. Maybe I was naughty once, but now I'm nice. Boy, you made the list. You know I checked it twice. Well, guess what?
All right, we are in the middle of the Killers' Christmas singles from 2006 up until 2016. They released a song every year, even when the band was on hiatus, like that one, Boots. They were on hiatus, I believe that was from 2010. Cowboys Christmas Ball from 2011. I love that one. I think that's one of the best. I feel it in my bones. All right, 2012. 2013, they came out with... Well, actually, 13, 14, 15, let me say 16, 15, 14, 13. Yeah, 2013, they came out with this next one, which is one of my favorites. There is a list of all 10 Killers Christmas singles out there on NME, which is like Musical Express. I believe it's out of Britain. And their top 10 list is a little different than mine because I really like this one. They named this one as their least favorite, but it's probably one of my favorite ones. It's not as rock and rolly, but it's pretty laid back. And I really think it's a very poignant, quiet type of Christmas song. It's Christmas in L.A. Here we go. It's the Killers here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. Merry Christmas. We've got four more Killers songs, then I'm going to do a couple requests, and then we'll go on to our number two here with Beatles Christmas Messages coming up.
Woke up to sun streaming in my room. One beachfront palm December afternoon. You close your eyes, another year blows by. Somewhere in the wind, just another life. My parents sent a Christmas card and tennis shoes. We understand you staying, and we're proud of you. There's a well-rehearsed disinterest in the atmosphere. I don't know if that's what this time gave me, or if it led me here. And I played so many parts, I don't know which one's really me. Don't know if I can take another Christmas in L.A. Another picture of sangria in an empty beach cafe. My old man's truck. Sometimes I wonder where she ended up. Maybe she got married, had a couple of kids.
Who do you think you're fooling, man? Of course she did. I'm walking in the antenna's bar. I try and talk with Harry Dean. I don't know. Another Christmas in L.A. Another casting call on Thursday for a job that doesn't pay. Another Christmas in L.A. Another burnout in a tank top that seems to bask in.
Some time ago at Santa's place, up in the old North Pole, there lived a lump of anthracite whose parents called him Joel. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, happy as a lump can be. He just wants to keep Santa warm and make the elves cozy. But Santa Claus had other plans for Joel one fateful day. Joel, you're just the lump I need. Come join me on my sleigh. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, his heart leapt up with joy. I'll soon be Santa's present too, a lucky girl, a boy.
We'll laugh and play together, and we'll hold each other tight. Snuggle under clean white sheets when we go to sleep at night. Then Santa's elves all after Joel, you're in for a surprise. You're not a special Christmas gift, you're just the booby prize. What kid would ever want you? You're filthy as can be. And now you have to go and live with one who's been naughty.
But I may keep poor Joe crying in electricity. You pollute the air with CO2 and mercury.
Joe, Joe, the lump of coal fell down upon his knees. I don't want to live with a naughty kid. Don't make me Santa, please. But Santa laughed his jolly laugh.
Oh, oh, you stupid lump. You're just the thing to teach this brat that Santa ain't no chump.
So off they flew, and before he knew, Joe was in a sack. He cried and yelled to Santa Claus, why don't we just go back?
And then came Christmas morning, and much to Joe's surprise, he saw a boy with the saddest face, and tears were in his eyes. He picked Joel up and held him, said, you can be my friend.
Amen,
I would have liked some presents, but you're what Santa chose to send. It's true, I've been a naughty boy, and maybe that's a sin. This is how Santa treats the kids. I'm just glad that I'm not him. Why I got sent to you. It's when a person hurts inside, it turns him hard and cruel. But I know how to make your pain into a precious jewel. So take me in your hand, young man, and squeeze with all your might. Let's turn your pain and anger into something that shines bright. He gave his life away. Oh, one good naughty little boy held a diamond on Christmas Day.
That one's fun, from 2014, so that was 5 years ago, with Jimmy Kimmel in the background playing Santa Claus. That's Joel the Lump of Coal. That one's kind of, it pulls and tugs on your heartstrings a little bit. And the video's great. It's like, it's animated like the old Rankin Bass specials, the Christmas specials, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Year Without a Santa Claus, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Which, incidentally, I will be playing later on today, probably between 5 and 6, here on WMFO in Medford. I'll be playing a whole bunch of Rankin Bass songs in that hour. In the coming hour, it's going to be the Beatles' Christmas records to their fans from 1963 to 1969. They produced 7 fan club records. So if you were in the fan club, the Beatles sent you a little flexi disc every year. And they talked about their year and how wonderful it is to be a Beatle. And there's only 2 left. George and John are long gone, and Ringo and Paul are still chugging away, but we will get to hear them in their heyday in their 20s, the Beatles, coming up here on WMFO in Medford, Mass. This next one, I'm going to play a PSA, and then the next killer song is probably my favorite one out of all of them, although I love Great Big Sled and Cowboys Christmas Ball. The one that's coming up next is probably my favorite. So just briefly, a PSA, and then we will play two more killer songs from 2015 and 2016 here on Time Travel, the Christmas Show.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see you.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Hey kid, getting tired of all this running around. I think I'm going down. Oh yeah, don't you think it's time? Maybe we could talk a while.
Santa, have a change of heart. 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 A change of heart.
And we know it wasn't easy.
You've been after me a long while, a pathological display. Now take a moment to imagine my dismay. When I heard you had a heart change, I was skeptical at first. Till you seen it for yourself, I guess you just expect the worst.
Being present, not just getting one.
So pass the gravy and tap your toes. And don't mind old Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
My mother and father spent most of their lives in Henderson, Nevada, the small dusty sidecar of Las Vegas. Henderson was just like any other town in America, only with slot machines and the laundromat. It was 1990 and Vegas was booming, baby. But Jeannie and Terry weren't gamblers or dealers or mafiosos or lounge singers. They were just two normal people trying to keep up with the pack in a 116-degree rat race. And those rats, they'd nibbled long enough. Now, I don't know what a mosey looks like, but they packed up their house and their clothes and their me, and they moseyed on out of Dodge. Of course, I had my gripes about leaving. I mean, I had a life in Henderson. Kenny and Kevin Huebner were just two houses up. The desert fort behind my house wasn't going to defend itself, but what could I do? I was nine. A nine-year-old can't just stage a sit-in while the rest of the family checks out. This wasn't a Home Alone movie, so I went where the sweet and sour chicken was cooked, and the ice-cold caffeine-free Coke was just a fridge away. And just like that, from Sagebrush, Slot Machines, and Elvis, to Footloose, Onion Days, and Jewel. She was born there, after all. This place called Payson, Utah. God's country. Population blink, and you'll miss it. Dad got a job in the produce department at the Smith's Food King, which was fitting since he managed to produce six kids. April, Shelley, Amy, Stephanie, and my brother Shane were the other five. I was in fourth grade at the time, an age when boys start thinking more like men. And there wasn't a dull moment. I'd have my first fight, my first crush, my first rodeo, but most importantly, my first white Christmas. I did my best to fit in, and I did as my teacher said. But that year, one teacher stood out from the rest. He didn't just stand out from the rest, he sung out. His name was Mr. Hansen. And on a frosty December morning, he explained to us the story of the old standard, I'll Be Home for Christmas, a tale of a World War II soldier stationed overseas, writing a letter to his family about the return that he may never make. I saw it struck deep in him. Now, it would be easy to describe Mr. Hansen as brave. After all, this was a man who himself had served his country during the Korean War. But getting up in front of 25 nine-year-olds and singing a cappella, that's a whole other kind of bravery altogether. The other kids were looking for the nearest escape. They couldn't bear the embarrassment, but not me. I was wrapped up in it. I couldn't help myself. I knew I was experiencing something different from the others, but I was uplifted. So it didn't matter. I felt the isolation of war. I felt the power of a song. And that's the kind of thing that sticks with you. You don't let it go. And so for this here Christmas song, I have a friend I brought along. He's 86, but sounds like 20. And though the other kids might find it funny, he'd like to sing his song for you. And if he doesn't mind, I might join in too.
Christmas, you can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents. presents on the tree. Oh, Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Oh, Christmas Eve will find me if only in my dreams. If only in my dreams.
Isn't that lovely? You don't hear too many 86-year-old men show up on Christmas records, but Brandon Flowers decided